from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're not going to be ready for week one. Hey, get ready for the Jets, and we don't even know who's going to be in the lineup. The Giants lineup, look, they're 2 games over .500. Ramos is starting to come back around. He had a good day at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, the White Sox are 30-97. They had 3 hits yesterday.
They're the equivalent of the 0-16 Detroit Lions.
Oh, they might be worse than them. They might be worse than them. Didn't Cleveland go a season without winning the game, too?
They went 2 seasons right. with 1 win. Yeah. I believe Hugh Jackson was 1-31.
1-32 or something like that. 1-31.
Heading into his third year.
He was awful.
Right?
He was awful.
I could be wrong, but I think
the Browns went through a season without winning a game. So, is this White Sox team? Because we're going to talk to somebody from Chicago a little bit later. By the way, Jin Lee Chan at 8:30. But Matt Spiegel, 670 to score in Chicago. And they're the flagship station of the Chicago White Sox. And I'm not sure how much White Sox baseball they're talking about. Or you can lean into it and just be like, this team is so terrible. And you could do like a tracker.
I started doing that a couple weeks ago on this show.
30-97. They're 67 games under .500.
They were eliminated on like August 10th.
Are we watching the worst professional team of our lifetime? We are.
The Charlotte Bobcats, when they first came out, were pretty bad.
This is bad. Like, you're not an expansion team. You've been around for over 100 years. 100 years. And you're 30-97 in today's day and age in baseball.
What about the 17-win Warriors?
They're not as bad as this. This is bad.
Bobby Sura.
I'm looking at this team, and look, Andrew Vaughn struck it out 3 times.
Poor guy.
Like, I guess we can give credit to Robbie Ray for going 6 innings and striking out 9. But it's tough for me to pump my chest up and say, boy, Giants have won 3 in a row.
You know what the saddest part of last night watching sports was?
What's that?
Not the Giants game. It was me flipping around channels. And the Padre game popped up on my feed, and I watched Jerks and Profar, who anyone in baseball could have had for pennies, hit a ball down the line for a home run on a Tuesday night at San Diego. And I watched the crowd, and I listened to the crowd, and I said to myself, dear God, I remember when AT&T, a.k.a. Oracle, a.k.a. Pac Bell Park, felt like that on a Tuesday night.
Mm.
And everybody, all these Giant fan snobs online, all right? Yeah, you know exactly who you are. The same ones that cape up for, you know, platooning Austin Slater when he's actually not good anymore against lefties, even though Baltimore did that yesterday, batting him leadoff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The fans have rejected the Giants brand of baseball. And I look over at the Padres, and you can say, Joe, they haven't won anything. They haven't won anything.
No, I'm not going to say that.
You're right. They haven't won anything. But what they have done is captivated that market. And I'm watching how fans are on a Tuesday night as school is back. You see all the pictures online of all the friends and people you follow. All the kids are back in school. And a Tuesday night in San Diego, the 72-win Padre team, ready to try to go after the Dodgers with 1 month to go.
Yep.
This team has that area, that region, in a fervor for Padre baseball. And I say to myself, look, they might not win a World Series, but what they've done in terms of building a team and drawing excitement, that's how you connect with the consumer.
Jerickson Profar once was a five-tool prospect. He was like, you know, when you think of Jackson Holliday, you think of some of these prospects who come up, Jackson Chirino with Milwaukee. That's who Jerickson Profar was coming up through the Texas Rangers system. And he just couldn't stay healthy, didn't have a position, and it just didn't work out for him. So he makes the All-Star game this season, and it's really one of the great stories in baseball. And you get this from time to time, or a guy who is forgotten about for the first 5, 6, 7 years of his career, and then he resurfaces, and he finds himself in that dugout with those players, and he's contributing to a winning atmosphere, a winning team, a team that's destined to make the playoffs again. Cool story for Jerickson Profar. Very cool story.
He was on the A's. He's been on the Padres. He was, I believe, sitting out there in free agency, and anyone could have had him. And it's,
I think he was with the Padres last year, right?
Yes, he was. Mistaken. He was, yes. Yep. And he's played second base. He's played right field. He's played left field. He's been all over the place, depending on availability. Now, they're how they've pieced their team together with, they signed Bogarts to be a shortstop, moved him to second. Like, they've done a lot of odd things. But the Profar thing, I mean, but again, when he's not the centerpiece of a lineup, look at how he can impact things.
Yeah, no doubt. He's legit.
Did you see the crowd?
Oh, I see it every day.
And then
day.
I looked at the crowd that the Giants had, and I said to myself, I longed for the days where Tuesday nights there was energy in the building.
Well, you know, Love and I were going at it last week about the Padres, when he goes, well, they haven't won yet, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, they got it going on.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Petco Park, the Gaslamp District. And the great thing about that yard, and I underrated it, because I thought it was overrated at first.
It's
pretty
cool.
But the great thing about it is, we, Ed and I sat at a hotel a few years ago down in San Diego, downtown San Diego, and we just rented a scooter. You could ride the scooter down to Petco Park, and then you walk there to the outfield. There's the Hall of Fame. There's the Tony Gwynn statue. There's kids running around. It's just a really good atmosphere. And then when you leave the yard, you just pick up a scooter and scoot back up four or five blocks up the street to the hotel.
75 degrees at, 9 o'clock at night is
it's beautiful.
Pretty beautiful setting for baseball.
It is a beautiful setting. So where do the White Sox fall? Are they going to be the worst team in baseball? Now, the 1916 Philadelphia A's were 36-117.
Would they play 154 that year?
Yep. 117 plus 30 is 147 plus 6. That's 153. Yeah.
Because I believe the 62 Mets was the team with 43 wins era.
No, the 62 Mets were 40-120. 40-120. The Washington Senators, 1904, 38-113. The Boston Braves in 1935, 38-115. So when you think about wins.
I remember that team.
1952, the Pirates, 42-112. 42-112.
Wow.
The 2003 Tigers.
I'm a Pirate fan. You got to have more hope than that.
03 Tigers.
Give them to me.
43-119.
The 03 Tigers?
43-119.
Did they get Verlander out of that, though?
They may have got some players.
They might have. Yeah.
They might have. So that roster, that roster, I got to hold on. Let me pull it up here.
Was it Ray Ordonez? That had to be too early. It's got to be too early.
Maglio Ordonez, you mean?
Maglio, excuse me. Well, there's two Ordonez. One was the shortstop, one was a right fielder.
For the New York Opening Mets.
I meant the right fielder.
DH. Where is this roster? Okay.
Give it to me.
Hold on.
Alan Trammell had to be gone.
Because this is weaky here.
Oh, by the way, 04 draft, Justin Verlander, number two overall
pick. Number two.
So they had...
Who had the number one overall pick?
Padres. Who was it, Sammy? Roster. Matt Bush.
How could I
forget? Matt Bush was the number one overall pick? Wow, hold on. I got to go to Tigers baseball reference for this one. Yeah. But that's the last time, this White Sox team, are they going to win seven games again? Do they have seven wins on their schedule? They're heavy underdogs this morning.
I love how heavy on this you are.
Huh?
I love how you are.
Well, this is the story. This is history. I'm telling you, when the Lions went 0-16.
It was history.
It was the last week of the regular season, and it had all these games with playoff implications, and I had red zone. And I was stuck on Lions and Packers saying, they're really going to go through a season. And they were close to that game. You have no idea. They was driving, and they were into it. And it may have been Dan Orlovsky who threw a pick six. And the last 3 minutes of the camera panning on the Lions sideline as they're on the bench with Parkinson and looking down at their head saying, damn, we're going to go through a season without winning a game, a single game. This has got to be the equivalent if you're a White Sox fan. You got 30 wins, dog.
Well, I think it's worse than football because, in football, there's a lot of guys on the practice squad or whatever that are going to get elevated. Right. And, they're fighting for their NFL life. So you know that there's, a level of care, Not that these guys don't care for the White Sox. It's a long season.
Right.
It's a long season. And I can understand being in the outfield and you got, 30 wins you said right now?
30 wins.
And you're out in center field and you're down 4-1 and you're just sitting there going, for who, for what? Ricky Waters.
I mean, for who, for what? So Brandon Inge was on that Tigers team. He was 26 years old.
Wow, Brandon Inge.
Carlos Pena, first baseman.
No way.
18 homers, 50 RBIs. Warren Morris. Ramon Santiago. Shortstop, remember him? Eric Munson. Craig Monroe. He actually hit 23
home
runs.
Craig Monroe wasn't bad.
23 homers, 70 RBIs that year.
He was a Brewer after that.
How about our boy Dimitri Young?
Dimitri Young was sweet. He had great goatee, dye, facial hair. And he got into some stuff in the minor leagues.
He was a hothead. Him and his brother.
He was a MVP baseball draft guy in the video game. I would draft late. Dimitri Young, number 21, I believe.
29 homers, 85 RBIs that year for the Detroit Tigers. 29
like
years old.
Pedro Feliz year.
Dude, he had a great year. Shane Halter, Kevin Witt. Omar Infante
was solid.
Andres Torres is a 25-year-old, played 59 games for that Tigers team.
No way.
Yes, this is
great.
He
told me he was going to hit a home run. I guess you guys don't know what I'm talking about.
A.J. Hinch.
Really?
A.J. Hinch. Cody Ross was on that team.
No way.
He played in six games for the Tigers as a 22-year-old. A.J. Hinch was 27. Ernie Young, D.H., played five games. Now they're pitching staff. But Jeremy Bonderman was on his team.
Oh, Bonderman.
He was 6-19 that season. Adam Bernero, 1-12, 26 years old. Gary Knotts, 3-8. Mike Maroth, 9-21. Nate Cornejo, 6-17. Yeah, they won 43 games.
So the 0-16 Lions, Orlovsky comes to mind. Who else was on that team?
Was Megatron on that team? Megatron couldn't have been on that team. He couldn't have been on that team.
I think they took Stafford the very next year, number one overall.
Megatron couldn't have been on that team.
Was Kitna on that team, or was he still on that?
May have been on that team. He may have been on that
team. Dante Culpepper was.
Oh,
was he really?
Drew Henson and Drew Stanton, too.
Not wow, Kitna. Drew Henson.
Yep.
Michigan Wolverine. Drew Henson was one of those high school.
Yes.
So,
yes.
They did have Calvin Johnson, by the way. Yep.
They did have Megatron. Mm-hmm. Drew Henson, Spadoni, was a guy who was a 3-4 star in high school, and we would get all these high school magazines. And he was supposed to be like the can't miss prospect. Like, this is the guy. Like, think of LeBron James and the chosen one. Drew Henson may have not been on that level, but maybe a tier or two below that in terms of hype. When he was at Michigan, it was like, oh my God, Drew Henson. Couldn't play in front of Brady. You know what I'm saying? Did he end up being a Cowboy? It was like, eh.
I remember him on the Cowboys.
Cliff Averill also on that Lions team.
Cliff Averill,
wow.
Dan Campbell also on that
Lions
team.
No way.
He was backup tight end.
Is that the worst team in most people's minds ever?
I think so.
Not the Bucs of the 80s? Are we too old for that? Like, if I say the Tampa Bay Bucs of the 80s, you guys in the back, you guys are younger. You have a good 10 years younger than us. Do you guys even acknowledge that?
No, I think the 0-16 Browns were worse with Hugh Jackson. That they had a parade in Cleveland because of how awful they were. You guys remember that?
Yeah,
they had
it's a parade? Cleveland, though.
Yeah. After the season?
Yeah, but I think we sleep on that, Joe. It is Cleveland, but it's his true. Stretch is like 1-32 or something, yeah. Isn't it? I know Mike Silver.
I mean, the Lions were 2-30 in the 2-year stretch. They were 2-30. They won 2 football games.
I contend that for us here, the Niners being as bad as they were with Tom Sula and Chip Kelly, though not the equivalent of 0-16 or 1-32, it's about as down bad as I can remember the 49er fan base at any point ever, because of what that team represents to this region, and because of the symbolism of moving out of the city, getting rid of Harbaugh, just the whole changing of everything, Jed and his just Q rating amongst everyone at that given time. The Niners were down bad.
So
bad.
Bad, bad. So look at this Lions-Packers game. Just looking at the box score. It was 14-14 going into the fourth quarter. 14-14 going into the fourth quarter. Packers kick a field goal. They kick a field goal. They go up 17-14. And then all hell broke loose. Oh, actually, it was 24-21. With about 7 minutes and 16 seconds left in that football game. Lions are down 3, 7 minutes left. And then Aaron Rodgers throws a 71-yard pass to Donald Driver. And they go up 31-21. And Orlovsky and company lose. He throws a 225. Kevin Smith ran for 92. I didn't watch a lot of those. I watched that last game, so I remember them being that bad. The Browns with Hugh Jackson were pretty bad.
Horrible.
Pretty bad. Is this easily the worst baseball team we've ever seen? With the White Sox?
Well, what's crazy
30-97, folks. I mean, come on.
What's crazy is like we've said this about the A's, and then you look up middle of the year and the A's got 3 or 4 guys. Like, man, you know what? Like this next wave of guys. I mean, they're 3 years away from arbitration, but they look pretty good. Like, I'll give the A's that. I watched this White Sox team, and I know you like Luis Robert. He's okay. That's about it. Andrew Vaughn, the only reason we know Lee is because Santa Rosa.
Crochet probably today. Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, Crochet. Yeah, Crochet. Today.
Crochet's not bad.
Can you name anyone on the 2000-2001 Warriors that went 17-65?
Can I name anyone? Bobby Sura had to be on one of those teams.
Yep.
Donald Foyle.
Donald Foyle was definitely on one of those teams. Was Eric Dampierre on that team?
Absolutely.
Who else was there? 17 wins. Bobby Sur was there. Jay Rich wasn't there yet, right? He came the next year.
And next year, Jameson was.
Anton Jameson was there.
Sorry,
oh,
I didn't
my
just
God.
Give you that. I just assumed you were going to go.
Yeah. Anton Jameson was there.
Was that one of the Speedy Claxton years?
No, it was Mookie Blaylock here.
Mookie Blaylock was on that
team. One of my favorite video game players of all time. Chris Porter from Auburn, baby,
Auburn, with the dunks. He would dunk all the time.
Look
he would
at
dunk
you.
All the time. Yep, Chris Porter.
Vinny
was good.
Del Negro, Vinny Bill Curley, Chucky Brown, Corey Blunt. What a team!
What a team!
And Von Tico.
I always liked Vinny Del Negro as a coach. He always did well with the Bulls or with the Clippers.
I kind of like Vinny Del Negro as a player.
I loved Vinny Del Negro as a player. He was a winner with the Spurs. And don't forget Larry Hughes, baby, St. Louis.
Well, Steiny always talks about the walk-up crowd when they traded for Larry Hughes.
I was there.
It was one of the biggest walk-up crowds. Yeah, it was one of the biggest walk-up crowds in Warriors history. So, yeah, there's some pretty bad teams. 888-957-9570. What is the worst team you've ever witnessed? Worst team you've ever watched in your lifetime?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.